Coil. Look them up. I don't know if they're still a band.
They're touring with Hoobastank and Yellow Card right now. Welcome to New Game Plus. You're listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
It's me.
Nolan. And this is episode 188. And surprisingly, it is another Patreon pool.
That's not surprising. We're spending this summer doing a million Patreon pools.
Okay, so... Wrong, a million would be far too many, but we are doing at least four, and this is our third one in the matter of just a few weeks. And so we're super excited to do this Patreon pool. The game that we're going to be playing was submitted by Felicia Steph, one of our patrons. Felicia. We'll get to that in a bit. But first, we want to remind everyone that because of our patrons, we recently hit a major milestone, major goal. And because of that, we are going to be doing a 24-hour live stream that is only a few weeks away.
What did we get ourselves into?
Y'all keep acting like this is the worst thing ever. We're going to have a lot of fun.
No, I'm excited.
It's going to be good. I'm worried about those middle of the night slots. I think I have a 3 to 6.
Is Kenny going to fall asleep on stream?
I'm a really old man, guys. I don't do late nights like I used to.
That 3 to 6 one's going to hurt. That's the worst one, I think. But I am stoked. It's going to be a lot of fun. And hopefully people will stop by. It'd be really weird if we did it.
It's just us three the entire time. It is July 12th and 13th, a Friday and a Saturday. We've got kind of two main segments that we're doing throughout the stream. And if we're kind of just dividing it, it's listener choice and player choice. Player choice will be whatever games we want to play. It can be old, new, any console, whatever. It doesn't matter. Listener choice will be retro games from our lists of already played retro games. So games that we've done episodes on. You've got 188 at this point to choose from. And so we have, some of our patrons have submitted some games that we're going to be, that they want us to play as a part of that. And so we've put them in a randomizer now, and we're going to find out live on the air right now what some of those games are going to be.
I'm not ready for that. I'm just thinking of, like, Color a Dinosaur. I'm wondering how cruel people have been about submitting.
I'm curious if we have, like, good ones or terrible ones. But if I have to color a dinosaur for an hour, I'll do it.
No. I mean, it won't be fun.
For the most part, they were very kind. They want us to revisit some of our favorites, their favorites. There are a few troll ones in there. But let's randomize now and find out at least a few of the titles that we'll be revisiting.
Do it.
Okay, so I said that they were nice, and
the first one
is not nice at all.
The first one's not?
Yeah, I'm revisiting Athena.
The bad game bro Cynthia played with us?
Yeah, so that's probably Kenny's game to revisit?
Yeah, not me. Not
that's
it.
Not how this works.
That is how it works.
No, it knows goes.
My finger's been on my nose the whole time.
So, never mind.
Another is Earthworm Jim, the very first game that we played.
That's
we revisited
fun.
It at episode 50, maybe, or something. But whoever submitted it said that Kenny didn't give it a fair shake, and so they wanted specifically Kenny to play it again.
Okay, Kenny's playing that too.
I'm certain I didn't.
So are you willing to try it again?
Yeah.
Okay. Another one is StarCraft, and I call that one.
Fine.
Nose goes.
I'll play it during player's choice.
Nose goes, dude.
Fine, take it, but I'll play it during player's choice.
You don't want what, Nolan?
StarCraft.
You wouldn't.
I'll pass.
Another, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2.
I'll take it.
You're going to take that one?
Yeah, that sounds pretty chill, actually.
Are these binding dibs?
I mean,
no. The dibs are not binding. We'll discuss it off air, but these games are binding.
Okay, to get my heart rate.
For example, three others we are going to be revisiting: Legend of Dragoon, Chrono Trigger, and Banjo Kazooie.
Those came up next?
They did, and I'll take all three of them.
False. Yeah, y'all can have Banjo-Kazooie, hey, but I'll play the other two.
At least we have some good ones in there.
We do have some good ones. There are some others in this list. Hopefully, we're able to play at least 12, because the 12th one is all three of us revisiting together, Seiken Densetsu 3.
Oh, that would be
like,
great.
Like, multiplayer?
We tried that after that episode, if you recall.
We got did, it to work, it actually, worked. Sort of.
If actually, nothing kinda, else, sorta. One of us, we can watch one person play and just all talk about it. That'd be cool.
Yes. 24-hour live stream. Put it on your calendar, July 12th and 13th. When this episode releases, guys, do you remember, Summer Games Done Quick will have just begun.
Oh, yep. I forgot. Someone said in Discord this week, and I was like, wait, no way.
Yeah, if you, listener, don't know what SGDQ is, go look it up. It's basically a marathon of video games being played very fast to raise money for charity. Guys, Kenny, Nolan, you've looked at the schedule. What games are you hoping to catch live?
So ones that stuck out to me are a mix of games that I've absolutely loved, games that I think will be ridiculous to go super fast, and then just like bandwagon, they're always going to be good games. So here's my interest list. Portal 2.
Ooh.
Duh. Yes, please. And fast. Yeah. Absolutely. Devil May Cry. 100% just interested because of the podcast, but it was fun.
Yeah.
D2, because one of my favorite games of all time, and also a million other reasons. Half-Life.
He's on our podcast.
Exactly. Half-Life was on our podcast.
You get
you
one
haven't
more
met him before. He's Breath of the Wild, Chrono Trigger.
He just bailed on that joke. Wait, you yeah. You just gave two.
Yeah, easy.
Nolan, a couple?
Yeah, so Minish Cap, the Zelda, Legend of Zelda Minish Cap, ooh, is a GBA title that doesn't get a ton of love. I think Zelda fans really like it, and a lot of people don't know about it. So I'm just excited that gets showcased. There's a Tetris game called Tetris Effect that's being done like on the last day, it looks like. And that game is really sick. I checked that out when Tetris 99 came out, and it's got a really interesting like soundtrack where like you get Tetris and like sounds happen and it goes along with the music. It's a really beautiful Tetris game. And then Dark Souls 1.
Those are going to be good. They're doing actually a ton of games, probably the most this year. Out of all the years past, they're doing games that we've played on the show.
Yeah, like, a lot.
Including,
yeah,
but not limited to, Blaster Master, Metroid, Rygar, even Sylvester and Tweety and Cagey Capers.
No, really?
Yeah.
Wow, but that must be during the terrible block.
What it means is that one of the SGDQ guys is secretly
listening,
watching our show.
I'm looking forward, however, to see the Legend of Zelda Randomizer Race.
Oh my goodness.
That'll be fun.
Randomizing those kinds of games are always so awesome. I know some of our listeners stream some of that and even run it. The Super Mario World Blind Relay Race. Did you hear what I just said?
Gracious.
Blind Relay Race. Great. I'm assuming all the people that are doing the relay together, they'll switch off, but everyone's blind. That's
crazy.
Awesome.
Yeah,
it's funnier to me if they're blindfolded and actually playing like portably somehow and legitimately running and having to hand off the portable system.
Yep. Okay. So not that.
Terrible while blindfolded. Joke.
Finally, I think Kenny said it, but I'm excited also to see Diablo 2 for multiple reasons.
Okay. Yeah. You can't say it like that.
What? How do you pronounce it?
Not Diablo.
I have a lot of difficulty pronouncing certain video game titles. Like in our retro game of the week, Guitar Roman!
Wow.
Overview.
Maybe the best one ever. He got
that was
you,
good.
Kenny.
That actually worked. You fell right into my freaking
trap. He involved us and it worked.
That was
once.
So good. I've never felt that good before.
Wait, did that you do that 100% intentionally?
Yeah,
100% intentionally.
I am
That's
really,
so
really proud of you.
Oh
good.
My gosh. I've never done something like that before.
I'm
okay,
actually on
guys,
board
that's
with that.
That's the episode. It's a wrap.
Oh, man.
Just call it right there.
Yeah, I'm still Dustin.
Me.
Oh, man. I'm so hype. Wow. Okay. I've got to calm down because I'm doing overview. Guitaro, man.
Okay.
Okay, no, listen. Can we do
really
this from the beginning?
Right. No one
because
can.
Here's the thing that's really not fair, and we can do whatever we want. Because the character's name is Guitaro Man.
I mean.
But that is not the title of this game.
No, the title of the game, I think, is is how you would say this word in like with the Japanese
right.
accent.
It's Gitaru right. man.
Gitaru man. That's how it's pronounced.
Okay, so here's where it's
she
confusing.
Goes, ah, Gitaru man.
Can he say
yeah,
that
say
in his
it
first
differently, play? But I don't know if, I like all of those are translations already, sure. I think. And so unless yeah. the annoyingly high-pitched voice girl is like authentic, but I don't think so.
I don't think they were being accurate.
Yeah, it's just none of us actually know. Say it how you want, but not weird. Not weird.
Well, the title of the game is the game that we played this week, and it is a rhythm video game that was released in 2001 for the PlayStation 2. It was developed by and published by two companies that I will mispronounce. Developed by Ines and published by Koei.
Ines.
Ines.
They are
and Kawhi.
Known for, like, they just made rhythm games, apparently. I was looking into it. I didn't recognize any of the other titles, but they make exclusively rhythm games. And then that publisher, Koei.
Yes.
They are responsible for publishing Dynasty Warriors.
Okay. So. All right. So both of them are known in their own rights. It is our second rhythm video game on the show.
It is.
The first being Parappa the Rapper. And right. although there's a lot of similarities between the games, and I'm sure it will come up some, there's actually no relation between the two games.
Nope.
Which took me by surprise because I had heard otherwise leading into this game, and I had thought otherwise. If you play these two, did you feel that there was some kind of connection, maybe same someone that was involved in the process?
Definitely. Like, in many ways, yeah. I thought for sure.
They're pretty distinct games.
The humor is comparable, dude.
A lot of the stuff is comparable, I feel like.
A lot of the stuff is comparable. Either way, they are completely distinct. This game is a single player or multiplayer game. We all just played single player this week, and it puts you in the shoes of the young boy U1. That's his name, the capital U dash number one.
It's a good name.
And he's getting picked on at school, but he has a friend named Puma that helps cheer him up by teaching him how to play the guitar. That sounds fairly innocuous. And then, like, just until a short time later, where your friend Puma, I don't know if I mentioned Puma as a talking dog,
yeah,
reveals to U1 that he is the last legendary hero of planet Gitaru, and he possesses the last Gitaro and must defeat the Gravillion Empire who has taken over the planet. So, you know.
I mean, I play it for the plot.
There is a lot of story here in this game
a
for
lot more
a rhythm
than there
game.
Should be.
But okay, come on. We're not giving opinions yet.
That's questionable.
In Parappa the Rapper, you get a little bit, right? But you get some cutscenes in between. Yeah. And you get those same kind of like story building cutscenes in between your main rhythm sections here. But it's actually telling a full story. I mean, Parappa the Rapper is telling the story of what Parappa falling in
believing
love
in
with
yourself.
The flower and believing
flower
in yourself.
Girl. Yeah, not much there, but there's definitely more like proper cutscenes I felt in this one. Like it at least made some sense.
Yeah, there is a cohesive story being told. It is way over the top and insane, but it is cohesive.
Way. Mm-hmm. Like you can't oversell how insane it is. But
it's very anime. Very
I was gonna
like
say,
a lot of themes.
That's what people need to picture as they're imagining this game is this game is crazy. And over the top by like Japanese standards.
And completely self-aware.
Yes.
Actually, no, I don't. I guess we can get into that later, but not. I feel like Parappa was way more self-aware than this game was.
Oh, I'd agree if it was a heads-up competition.
I disagree. I just think that Parappa the Rapper, they were going more hard in the paint with that kind of feel.
Okay.
And with this, they were wanting to tell a story. They were wanting to actually create a game. Parappa the Rapper, it barely makes it to game status. But this one, they build out more of a game, stick to more of a plot. And at the same time, have fun with it.
Yeah, that's fair to say.
Yeah, well, and that is Gitaru Man.
Gameplay.
So I think it makes sense to start off talking about this game with how the game starts with the tutorial mode. And tutorial modes are really important in rhythm games because I feel like every rhythm game is so different from the other one. Maybe Dance Dance Revolution and some of those other quote unquote rhythm games where it's like flying cymbals and you input the thing. Those are kind of similar, but when it comes to other rhythm games, I feel like there's an entire new mechanic to learn. So I actually think that the tutorial mode in this game did a really great job of getting you used to the controls.
Totally agree.
One of the best tutorials in any kind of right? game that I've experienced.
It sneaks okay. up on you as part of the story. Like, they integrate it perfectly. It teaches you yeah. things, but without being over the top, and just lets you do them quickly. It, like, shows you and then lets you do them. It's funny. Like, it feels like the rest of the game, but you also don't feel lost because it teaches it yeah. as it goes.
And if you don't want to do it, you can cancel and move on to the first actual battle. It's mm-hmm. it's just brilliant.
Yeah, forced tutorials are usually terrible. But in this one, I recommend you do it if you're thinking about playing this game because it's helpful. But it's like the controls and the way the game works, and obviously we'll talk about that, is simple, I think, compared to maybe some other rhythm games. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm comparing against, but I thought it was pretty straightforward. However, even if it would have been more difficult to learn this game, I think they would have nailed that too. Just the way that they slowly introduced how the game works and let you try it yourself. I don't know. I just thought I was really impressed by that.
They phase you in really well, and not just with mechanics as a game, but also with story. Like, your character is just starting, and so they hand him a like a tennis racket to like air guitar on.
Yeah,
and great. It's just so funny because he like starts simple, and then even the enemies that you face sort of musically don't start especially complex, and then the like instrumentation that you're battling against gets more and more complex as you go. And so, I don't know, they just do a good job of lining up, even from the tutorial, sort of story and style with what's going on in the actual game. And that's really, I don't know, it's nice that they thought it through that well.
The main thing that you're doing in this game is those guitar battles are the battle. And as what you're doing is you're coming up to these different enemies in the game and you battle them by quote unquote playing the guitar. And so
yeah.
like Parappa the Rapper, like Guitar Hero, kind of, you've got these mm-hmm. sequences where you are performing, and the better you do, then the better you do. And the worse that you're getting the inputs or, you know, nailing the timing, then the worse you're doing in battle. Yeah. And these guitar battles are split into different phases. And it's not always linear, but what these phases look like is you've got usually an intro that sets the scene, that kind of lets you know what the beat's going to be like, the music's going to be like. And then a second part of that is the charge, and that's where you're playing the guitar, quote unquote, while you're filling your health meter. And yeah. then another phase is the battle, and it's a mix of defense and offense, where you're either dodging or playing the guitar to take away health from your opponent. And then there's usually some kind of big finale. But
yep.
all of those segments can be in different orders, and a lot of them can be looped until you've successfully taken enough health away from your enemy or you've lost enough health to get to the end. I know that's confusing.
They did a really smart thing in that because they wanted to make these musical fights, basically, as the way the story was progressing, they just used the really similar look of, like, characters on the screen and then health bars like you would see in a typical fighting game. So yeah. as you do things that heal your character or charge you up, you have a bar that's sort of filling up, and as you take damage, it's going down. And if you die, if you run out of energy before the end of the song, you lose and have to try that song again. Or if you successfully take out your opponent, take all of their energy, then you get rated on how well you accomplish that song and get to move forward in the story and have new songs and challenges waiting.
And here's why I think that is actually a really brilliant way to go about doing this. During the charge phase where you're successfully nailing these things, during that phase, you're tracing a line with your joystick. And when you come across a note, you're pressing that button and holding it during that during the phase while tracing still. So you're multitasking kind of.
And that's just going to be your circle button for
just
that
circle.
Portion.
Yeah.
And that's charge and attack phase.
I don't know if saying just that you're tracing it is super clear. So like you have a little icon in the middle that you can sort of point the 360 degrees of an analog stick up, down, right, left, over. And then this line comes from the side of the screen anywhere it wants to the middle. It like disappears into the middle of the screen and has the notes you play along it. But that line can move in all kinds of different directions. So it's as it's coming to you, it's like you're moving along that line and have to keep your analog stick sort of view pointed around right. it.
Yeah, and like you kind of just trace that line.
tracing sounds like you can move. You can't. You're stuck in one position. But I don't know. It's probably a better word than all of the things I tried to say.
Yeah,
but
it's
confusing to say, but a really simple concept when you see it.
So right. that's charge and attack, but then you've also got your defense, your guard.
Guard is where it's a whole different kind of mechanic, which is nice because it changes things up, right? So you have this crosshair in the middle of the screen, and from the left, from the right, from the top and bottom, you have buttons coming towards the middle where the crosshair is, where the middle is. So those are your buttons, triangles, well, X, square, triangle, circle, and as they hit the middle, you hit that button and time it. And so that's your guard phase. What I really like about how they broke that up is that if you suck during your charge phase, you're not getting enough health. And that means that if you mess up later in the guard phase or in the attack phase, you're going to start losing. Like you don't have as many opportunities to mess up.
Yeah. And everything you do feels important.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a nice balance there where the charge phase is actually really important. The attack phase is really important and the guard phase. And so I don't know. I think that sometimes when they slap the whole battle theme on top of a rhythm game, it can be corny and pointless. But in this case, with the health bars, it made a lot of sense.
I also think it's important to point out how well they handled difficulty in this game. Because
really,
rhythm games to me in general tend to either be insanely punishingly difficult, which you can get to
Guitar
in this
Hero.
Game if you like go back and play Master Mode. And it is a hard game, don't get me wrong. Like, it's difficult, and the difficulty doesn't ramp perfectly, but they're at a spot where it's hard enough that it's not like a gimme, but easy enough that it feels doable, and the breaks between the styles of things sort of keep you on your toes, so it's not the same thing over and over and over again. I don't know, I feel like they kind of just hit a sweet spot there, even though the game was really hard for me.
See, I kind of found it a little too easy. And
well, that's why you got Master Mode.
I didn't play Master Mode. I'm sure it would have been harder. But one thing I think could have added some difficulty and I would have liked, it wouldn't have been that much better. But instead of just pressing circle during your charge and your attack phase, if they had the rest of the buttons on there and you have to press those two, but that wouldn't change it too much. So
I
don't know.
I like how it just sets that up. So this is pre-Guitar Hero and you've just got a controller, but I think they do really well mimicking mm-hmm. what a guitar somewhat feels like in mm-hmm. that with your left hand, your left thumb, you are kind of holding the fret, right? While moving fret to fret. And with your right hand, you're strumming the guitar. With your right thumb, you're pressing the O. And so I think that they mimic that really well. And I know we're talking about difficulty right here. You thought it was easy, Nolan, or something. Kenny, you thought it was a good ramp. I thought the ramp was absolutely insane. By level 4, it was near impossible. And then 5 tones it back down. 6. It's kind of in some of the boss battles, there is a lot of grace because it gets back to a charge phase and lets you recharge. But in some, you only have that one charge phase at the beginning. And so it's quite difficult, in my opinion.
I totally agree that the ramp isn't good. It kind of goes up and down. Like for that stupid hammerhead space shark, which is such a funny thing to say, like totally dominated me. And then there were some other ones that just were like punishingly difficult,
speed?
I felt like. But then there were others that were doable. So I don't mean that they got the like difficulty ramp perfect. I just think the overall difficulty of the game is in a good spot for a rhythm game.
Compared to some others, yeah, I'll give you that.
I pointed out one, and partly because this game is so anime ridiculous Japanese that most of the time, at least, it's kind of funny when I wasn't rolling my eyes and groaning. But partly because it just will give a sense of the variety in the game as well, not just in enemies, but also in musical selection, because they do such a good job of moving those tracks to be different kinds of music. But I think we had to go through and talk about a couple of the enemies that we play against throughout the game.
I want to save mine because mine is unique. It's different than kind of the key enemies.
I mean, every one of them is ridiculous.
We all know which battle is your favorite, Dustin.
I don't know if you do, but I will say the one that I got stuck on the most, but I loved the song, was the one in the swamp or in the woods when you fight against kind of the reggae.
Yeah.
That's the one that felt just like Parappa, because you've got a reggae guy in Parappa, don't you?
You do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
That vendor guy.
Was it
guy
just kind
whatever?
Of the offbeat of the reggae music that threw you?
I'm thinking of Parappa right now, the funky flow or whatever, you know, but so I don't, that weird. Song was stuck in my head the whole time. It was the offbeat. Yeah. Because it's jazz. Right. And that's another cool thing in this game, that you've got different genres.
Pretty accurate,
it's one band, but they do different genres throughout. And I guess it was just basically what it comes down to for me is I've got a bad controller, and so I was never able to use my left analog stick to the fullest extent
The ones that moved around a lot were the difficult ones for you, because that piece was hard, like actually hardware wise.
Like the wobbling.
I loved that, and then I loved as the music gets more like guitar-y and your guy gets better, that there's like the tremolo thing where the
where you can shake it
where you have to shake it back and forth to do the you know, the kind of wah sound on your guitar as it goes.
They do in Guitar Hero, like Guitar Hero took all of their cues from Guitaro Man and Parappa the Rapper
and Parappa.
That was one of my favorite stages. I'll get to my other one in just a bit. What was one of yours?
I liked Flying O. That one was cool.
The robot. Or the alien robot thing?
The saucers, because like the citizens.
Did they say, is that a hamburger? What did they say?
Yeah, something like that. But it took me a really long time because I was focusing on the gameplay. But to realize that the citizens in the background aren't scared, they're dancing.
Well, it's because the alien robot took over their minds. Like,
I missed all of that. And
of course they're
dancing.
He's an alien robot, but he's an alien piano robot.
Yeah.
And he's making good music. Guys, this makes perfect sense.
That one had a lot of tremolo, and I liked that too.
I already mentioned it, and I mentioned it as a hard level for me, but it, I think, mostly was endearing because it was so ridiculous when I got there. But I liked the space hammerhead shark guy. I liked that they change up the game and that you're willing to do different styles, and that there's
totally different battle.
Yeah, kind of the initial battle, you sort of fight him twice, but the sort of initial scene where you're like running away, you're not actually battling at all, you're just defending. And so this is the first time that they've thrown really complex like defense stuff at you, and you're hitting keys and going like crazy, and I think they make it intentionally where you're like almost not gonna make it, but if you've done sort of okay, you do. And that one was just really fun to me. It wasn't my favorite, but I'm going to leave the favorite because ours are the same, Dustin.
That would make me so happy if it is. But my ultimate favorite is a total switch up to the rest of the game.
Okay, yeah.
In all of these battles, you're fighting an enemy that is coming against you, trying to take you out. And about halfway through, you sit down without your dog under a tree on an abandoned island, and you pull out your acoustic guitar in front of a fire, and you do this quote unquote battle with a girl named Kira. And you're not Guitaru Man for all intents and purposes. You're just U1 for that. And you're sitting around this fire with an acoustic guitar, and it is a beautiful, beautiful piece. And it,
it
is just such a relief and such a different kind of like battle than all of the rest of the battles in the game. And I absolutely love it.
That's yours too, Kenny?
Yeah, just that scene is great. And then I won't spoil the game, but it ends up being important long term to the plot.
Right, story bait.
They have sex.
No, dude, this is PG.
My version.
They hold hands, dude. Yeah. What Kenny is saying is so true, and you know that I like plot, I like story, and so that is a part of the conclusion is it's just that scene is so good, and that song is so beautiful.
Aged.
So as we jump into Aged, we often, because we care a lot about it, talk about music, and this is primarily a music game, so I feel like we might. As well here. Outside of music, sense. Like as an element, what did you guys think of these actual tracks?
So this, I don't know if every track is the same band.
It is. I said that. It's a Japanese band called Coil.
Coil, right. I didn't know if every track was them, but I guess it is.
I think it is, and I think they did like custom songs for this game.
Yeah, yeah. So one of their songs, it's called Soft Machine. I looked it up because I like it. And is the intro title, or is the intro theme to the game, like the opening cutscene. And it's really good. They're like a Japanese Yellow Card or Hoobastank or something. Like that's kind of the vibe I got. I looked at the rest of their songs.
I love that those are the bands that you and,
like. I don't know. I really liked that song, and then each song was fine. Yeah, they were silly at points. Like the guitar noise is very loud and piercing a lot of the time, but I thought it was fun. Like it was very fitting every track.
It's supposed to be over the top, and you have to like you've got to write songs that fit for a game. So there has to be like starts and stops to your notes and. You know, things that if you miss the note, it can cut out for a second in a way that doesn't, you know, completely derail the music, although it does. And I had a lot of that. And so, yeah, it was really heavy handed on the like lead guitar is the hero and we're going to do ridiculous guitar-oo things.
But that's the game.
But that's the game and it fits. And yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say, Dustin. But they do that well and then they do it in such a diverse set of music styles that it doesn't ever feel canned or repeaty, and that they do ramp well. Like the early ones, you don't feel like you're wailing, and then by the end where your guitar guy basically goes Super Saiyan, and
well, he actually becomes full on guitar man,
gets into his final form. Like yeah, it's amazing. It's so Japanese.
And then battles the final boss by flying around in the sky, playing these like duo. And we didn't even say, but some of the moments in some of the songs have this, harmony sections where you and whoever you're battling are playing at the same time. And it's so much fun. Awesome. So beautiful. I just think this music is Parappa the Rapper times 10. Parappa was fun and memorable. Some of the music and songs in this game is funny. Some of it is memorable, but all of it is amazing in its own right. And
it's like composed.
Actually composed. And I totally agree. I do think totally heavy-handed on the leads. You've got it in every song. And so if that's like totally not your thing, maybe you wouldn't like it, but... And it's not totally my thing, but that is what this game is. And so, like, that is who the boy is. And that's that. And so I get it and I understand it. And I was able to still have fun with it.
Coil, look them up. I don't know if they're still a band.
They're touring with Hoobastank and Yellow Card right now. one of the main things I think for Aging today is what I've mentioned previously is that it's somewhat hard to emulate. And I'm not always the biggest proponent of emulation. If you can find a hard copy of this and play it on your PlayStation 2, do that. Like actually do that because you'll get much better results. But with this game, you've got to have really good controller settings because you need precise movement with your analog stick and with your buttons. There's no calibration in this game, which is unfortunate. And I think that would have been helpful to some degree. But if you don't have everything just set perfectly, then you're probably going to have issues because all of this is about precision. And you've just got to be able to trace the lines well and hit your buttons at the right time.
And input lag was a thing this week for me, but it, I think, also was a thing back then. I remember playing some PS2 era games, and there was always a slight input lag. even on like CRTs. And I think that like rhythm games today would be much more calibrated, especially with a calibration setting or mode. But that input lag, I was fighting against that. Like I watched Kenny, you did that in your first play where you had to like hit buttons early before you thought you were needing to hit them, and then it worked.
Yeah, and so that it really is a reality. I had to find myself kind of adjusting. And if you could have calibrated a little bit, it would have tightened things up for sure. Like, I'm not the best person at video games ever, but I'm at least relatively musical. And, like, basic rhythm stuff shouldn't be super hard. And so there's times where, like, the song is really straight and you are hitting the button in time with what you're hearing. And if it's not lining up to that, you shouldn't have to be lining it up visually. All of it should be syncing. And so that felt a little off to me. Not punishingly so, and not in a way that you couldn't overcome. But yeah, it was real. I can't even imagine how frustrating it would have been. Like, this game was already frustrating, but if your analog stick wasn't working well, Dustin, I wouldn't have played half of as much as I did of this game if that was the case.
If this sounds like a game you would like to play, then either get a copy or easily get a copy of Guitaru Man Lives. It was a re-release of this game for the PlayStation Portable, I think back in 2006 or something. And it's the same game, except it adds even another option, a duet mode, where you and a friend can play as U1 and as Kira in together, as well as play a couple new stages. I think that's the way to go this if you're wanting to play today.
That one's rated R.
Yeah. Well, also worth pointing out just generally that this game wasn't as widely released initially as some. And so if you're trying to play it on original hardware, it may be slightly harder to find this game than some others. Just there's less of them out there. So it's a little more rare than some games.
Fewer.
Final thoughts.
At the end of each and every one of our episodes, we determine whether or not the game gets our vote for New Game Plus status, which is our general thumbs up or thumbs down. Requires 2/3 of the vote to swing one way or the other. Gentlemen?
Start your engines.
Vroom, bum, 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 bum.
On your marks, get set, go.
I'll take the lead. It's a rhythm game. I don't know. I don't like rhythm games usually. I haven't played a ton of them because the ones that I have played have been lackluster. However, I do think that this one is self-aware, but it's not fun to me. And so I can't recommend it because of that. Like, I respect the controls. I respect the original music that they made for this too, but it's not one that I'm going to go back and play. It's not one that I think you'd be missing out on if you didn't play it. So I'm going to say no New Game Plus, despite a lot of the really impressive things that they did, but it just didn't connect for me. So no way.
I'll jump in because Nolan said something that's really true that I think is worth pointing out with this game.
Well, you take the lead.
I will. I'll take the lead next.
Can you take the rhythm?
Right. And that is one of the appeals of most rhythm games, I think, is the fact that they are really replayable. This game has some of that in having a master mode and in trying to get your levels up. But I think it has less of that than other games because it's so sort of story driven. Like, once you beat the game and have done it, I don't know if you're going to feel like you need to go back and play again. There's not as many tracks as some sort of pure rhythm games have. And so it's not a game I see myself playing through numerous times. That being said, the one time you do play through it was so fun to me. And it's kind of surprising because I'm normally in Nolan's camp of like, no rhythm games really doing a lot for me. I don't even know if this game was so self-aware as it is that just Japanese humor is kind of ridiculous. But it's over the top in ways that I feel like normally I would have hated, but kind of just worked because it was so ridiculous. And then you jump in and you're going nonstop and you always have something to do. So you're not even distracted by that fact. The music's great. It's not perfect technically, but it's challenging and fun and humorous. And I had an absolute blast playing this game and I'm thoroughly shocked that Nolan didn't like it. Huge New Game Plus from me.
Thank you, Kenny. This, I'll take the lead on this one. this is the perfected pre-guitar rhythm game. It is absolutely charming, has great humor. One of the only downsides for me is the steep difficulty curve, which we didn't all seem to land on the same place there, so that might just be me bad at rhythm games, although I thought I was good. But other than that, everything is near perfect. This is one of the more enjoyable games that I've played as a part of New Game Plus.
What?
It is so much fun. Probably one of the most fun rhythm games. I love the story. I love the music. I think it's a great way to emulate the guitar with just a controller. If only I didn't have as many controller issues as I did this week, I would have even had more fun. But Guitaru Man absolutely 1,000% gets my vote for New Game Plus status, which means Guitaru Man is New Game Plus certified.
Guitaru Man.
That's probably closer. But what did you think? We had a few people write in and let us know their thoughts. 16-Bit Dad said, I loved this game as a teenager due to the fact that it is so unique and I prefer unique and obscure titles. So I was interested to go back and see what I thought of it nowadays. The controls are a bit twitchy when trying to line the cone up, but that could be my controller, so I can't really complain about it. I was able to play it perfectly fine and really enjoyed it. The over-the-top anime-style storyline segments made me laugh, and I found them thoroughly enjoyable. Graphically, it still looks great in my opinion, and it was so much fun to play again. Didn't have time to play it all the way through, but based on the time I did get to play, I would definitely give it NGP status.
I really like the cutscenes too. I know that I can't talk about it now because I didn't give it New Game Plus, but some of it really did feel like an actual anime. Like some of the like camera effects they did, like zooming in on someone's face and putting text on the screen when they said stuff.
And when U1 was like nervous or something, he'd go.
Yeah, I hated every single part of that, but that's just because I can't.
You're anti-anime.
So it's funny. Like we like and hate different parts of the game for different reasons. When he smiles as Guitaru Man and it's all weird square teeth, I wanted to just punch him in his face so bad.
What is it with you?
Why do you want to punch, dude? You're violent.
I know. It's just, it's summer. It's too hot and I got to let it out.
Jesse wrote in and said, I really like it when the game of the week and my physical media collection intersect. I played all week on PSP. I have always frustratingly found rhythm games elusive. I have a strong dance background and have taught cardio dance for about 5 years specifically because I have good rhythm and musicality. Show off, right? I mean, so why can't I play rhythm games? I still don't know the answer, but it turns out that Guitaru Man works for me better than all the others I've tried. I'm glad I stuck it out all week. I'm still working on the final stage, and I think I will keep at it until I beat it. And maybe with practice, I can improve my rank on the other tracks. It's so silly, stylish, and with a short length, I think quite accessible. I hope you give it New Game Plus status.
Well, we did. I feel the exact same way, Jesse, about rhythm games not... Like, I play guitar in real life, not air guitar and not guitarus.
And Nolan does cardio dance.
I do. And I feel like I have to have some rhythm and tempo in my head. But when I play rhythm games, like right now I'm playing Cadence of Hyrule, and I am having some trouble, like, staying on the beat. I don't know what it is.
I was surprised with Kenny's first play this week of how well he did, but then I remember that Kenny has a musical background, and you play the guitar as well, Kenny, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit. Not well.
Not as well as Guitaru Man?
Yeah, not. I'm no Guitaru Man, but I fiddle.
Finally, Garlisle wrote in, and he said, I was familiar with this game, but replaying this week made me realize something, why it is so tough. Rather than just demanding execution from the player, this game does its best to hide its notes. When defending inputs from multiple directions are harder to parse, especially if their pace shifts suddenly, often cascading one mistake into several. On offense, there's no sense of call and response to previous segments, and with it going mute on a miss, it's so easy to lose a feel for what you're doing. And it's tough to memorize, too, with the shuffled nature of segments in many stages. Even the background and environmental sounds want to distract you and throw off your rhythm. Difficulty through obfuscation is not something I like in rhythm games. Fortunately, though, the moment you reach stage six's gorgeous acoustic guitar performance, all the flaws become forgivable. It may be far from my favorite in its genre, but the second half of this game is just a nonstop, undeniable jam.
You just gotta get good.
Garlisle streamed this week his entire playthrough of the main game and then showed off a little bit of the, what is the hard mode called? Master or
Master
whatever
mode.
It is.
Yeah.
And he was super impressive. I don't think he lost on one of the normal stages and then went to Master mode just to show immediately how it continues over from the last stage of normal difficulty and just makes it near impossible. But
yeah, I'm sure that's really hard.
It was really cool to watch him stream that this week, watched all the way through. Thank you guys for writing in. If you're listening and you would like your commentary on our Retro Game of the Week to be included in our episodes, just by the end of the week, send in your thoughts to ngppodcast@gmail.com. or go to ngppodcast.com, and there's a contact form there. We'd love to include your commentary on a part of our episode each and every week. For now, we're going to put aside Guitaru Man, and we're going to randomly select the next game that we're going to be playing for the next 7 days, and it is... a video game that came out in 1999 for the Nintendo 64 and the PC. It was then ported to the Game Boy Color and the Dreamcast at a later time. It is a racing video game.
I'm out.
A rhythm racing game?
Racing unlike any other, because in this one, you're not in a car. You're not in a plane.
I'm in.
Are we running?
In a pod racer.
Oh,
join
snap.
Us over this next week as we play Star Wars Episode One Racer.
I played this game before a lot at a friend's house when I was a kid.
I think for me it was one of those rental games, and I'm excited to try it out again. N64 Man. Is what we're going to be playing this week. That's what was submitted. I think that's the more notable one.
Yeah.
So Nintendo 64, Star Wars Episode One Racer.
Okay. Hit us up in Discord this week. You can join us if you go to ngppodcast.com. And while you're checking out all the cool stuff there, there's a button that says join us in Discord, and we'll see you there.
Big thanks to everyone who helps this show continue to exist by your support on patreon.com. We're especially thankful to our producer level supporters. That is Garlisle, Maxima, Corey, Richard, Zach, Limit Break, Grim, Dear Baby, and Zion.
You can always find us on our social media at Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch at NGP Podcast, or YouTube, New Game Plus Podcast. That Twitch is where we're going to be doing our 24-hour live stream. Make sure, again, to put that on your calendar. On July 12th and 13th. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can find all of our links on our website at ngppodcast.com. Listen to us directly on any podcast provider of your choice. Make sure you subscribe so that you are the first to get new NGP episodes. And while you're at it, leave a kind rating and review. This episode was edited and produced by our friend Tom Tate. Join us next week as we play Star Wars Episode One Racer. Until then, I'm still Dustin.
I'm Kenny.
I'm going to chop you in half.
And this has been New Game Plus.
Nice.
Guys, Kenny, Nolan, you've looked at the schedule. What games are you hoping to catch live?
I mean,
hold on. Did you guys look at the schedule?
No.